Sister Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our God, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you for this beautiful, glorious day. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the healer, you're the deliverer, you're the provider, you're the one that all things were made by you and for you, and you're our King. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, and we worship you, and thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit that you sent to indwell us, that while we're here on this earth, we may have that power in us and be used of you mightily for your kingdom. Now, worship you and praise you and thank you as the word goes out. Use it to touch the lives of men and women so they may grow in grace and strength and learn who they are as sons and daughters once they have inherited eternal life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this week I'm talking about eternal life. So many people, even people in the church, have no knowledge of who they really are in Christ. They have no knowledge of the Zoe type of life, the Z-O-E life, the life that means eternal life. Now then, Christianity is not a religion. Now I hear people talking about this all the time. What religion are you? Well, when I tell them I'm not religious, well, they say, well, what do you mean? I said, I'm a born-again, Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost child of the King. I'm not religious. I absolutely am a believer in Christ, because it is not joining a church, which is what a lot of people think it is. It is not having your sins forgiven. It is receiving the nature of God, or eternal life. Now, until one does receive eternal life, he is not a child of God. Now, we are children not by adoption only, but by an actual birth of our spirits. When you accept Christ as Savior and confess Him as your Lord, God gives you eternal life, His own nature. Now, that eternal life is imparted to your spirit. Your spirit is made a new creation at that time. The spirit begins to react upon the mind, and the mind, as it meditates and practices the word, becomes renewed. The mind is recreated. It gets a new sense of God, a new vision, and it can understand the word now and enjoy it. Before, the word was dark. It was mysterious. It was even uninteresting. Now, it is a living, wonderful thing. The Word of God takes on an entirely new meaning when you become a partaker of eternal life. I've seen many people in the church that say, Thurman, I can't read the Bible because I can't understand it. If you can't understand it, you need to be a partaker of the divine nature. You need to be a possessor of eternal life. In other words, you need to get saved. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, in John 6:63, the Word of God declares, "The word that I have spoken unto you are spirit, and they are life." Now, John 6:47 says, "He that believeth hath eternal life." Now, you can see the distinction here between mental assent that says, yes, I know that eternal life belongs to man, but real faith says, I know that I have eternal life. It belongs to me. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of the King. That's the difference. Now, when we believe or act on the Word, we become possessors of eternal life. Now, we pass out of Satan's dominion into the family of God. Because in 1 John 5:13, These things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now then, the 11th and 12th verse read, and the witness is this, that God gave unto us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath the life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not the life. Now, the philosophical and metaphysical religions here have absolutely no eternal life. They simply revamp the natural man with some new theory of life. The man and woman who accept these other religions have never been born again. They are still very spiritually dead, though they may have become very religious. Now, these people may go to church every time the door is open. They may do all kinds of things, but the natural man can become very religious. I was just thinking tonight, I turned the TV on just for a minute, and all I could see was men in a foreign country bowing down and worshiping a dead God. Their God died. These people that bow down and worship anybody, I'm not going to call out a single religion. I'm just going to say that every religion in the world that does not make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life is spiritually dead, and they have no life in them, and they cannot go to heaven. I don't care what anybody says, the Word of God declares that you must have eternal life. Jesus is the only way that you can get to heaven. Now, your spirit, your natural or your spirit nature hungers after God, and it reaches out after anything that seems to help and bring you into a better spiritual condition. However, he cannot find or know God until he receives God's nature, and he becomes a child of God by an actual birth. Now, receiving eternal life is very simple. God made this so simple that any 4 or 5 or 6 year old child can receive this. We know, according to Isaiah 53:6, that God has laid our iniquities upon Jesus. All we like sheep have gone astray, and Jehovah laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isn't that an awesome statement that our Lord wrote over in Isaiah 53? Jesus was God's substitute for the human race. We know that Jesus bore our sins and diseases in his body on the tree. We know that he was manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. We know that by one sacrifice of himself, he satisfied the claims of justice and put sin away and made it possible for man to become a new creation, the righteousness of God in Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing that our Savior did for us? Because in John 1:12, he clearly says, for as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Isn't that so simple? All you've got to do is believe on the name of Jesus. Oh, God made this so simple. And then in Romans 10, starting with verse 9, it tells us that if we take Jesus Christ as Savior and confess him as Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, God immediately takes us to be his children and gives us eternal life. Now, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with his lips he makes confession of his salvation. You make this your confession. I have taken him as my Savior. I have confessed him as my Lord. God has taken me to be his child and has given me his righteousness and eternal life. Now, this perfectly harmonizes with 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Eternal life makes man righteous. Eternal life makes man a lover. Eternal life makes man a father pleaser. Eternal life is the most important thing in your life or my life, today or any other day. It is not a question of whether one is a church member or whether one has been confirmed or baptized. The real issue is, have you received eternal life? If you have, you're God's child. If you have not, you may be a minister, a preacher. You may be a bishop or a pope, but you are still spiritually dead, without God and without hope. One needs to meditate in the scriptures until the new creation fact becomes a living reality. And when you know that you are a new creation, you know that Satan has no dominion over you. You know that Colossians 1:13 and 14 is absolutely a reality to you. And the Word of God declares, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our sins. Now, the new birth is an actual transition out of Satan's authority and dominion. Satan has no legal right, none whatsoever, to reign over the new creation. Because in Romans 6:14, it declares it is not only a classic, but it is a tremendous truth. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Isn't that a wonderful, magnificent statement from our King right there in Romans? Now then, I'd like to invite you to write me the Living Savior at Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or you can give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And I have many audio and video tapes on these teachings. I will be happy to send them to you if you just call me or write me. You can also get to us on the web and you can see where we're going to be, where we're going to have meetings, where we teach, and the addresses and times. And we're on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get our email. And we'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday.